We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, we could talk sports for a change. A little three and out. It's wonderful.
I know we have an NFL draft edition of three and out. We actually have something sports-wise to talk about.
Well, let's leap right into it. Item one. I haven't said that in a while. Item one. I'll say it
again. Item one. The Vikings are receiving the top consensus 2020 draft grade of all 32 teams. There's a lot of draft experts saying the Vikings had the best draft of any team. They picked up a lot of pieces, and I hope they work out. You know, you never know with the draft how someone's going to work out, but they certainly, on paper, picked up a lot of good talent and and they filled a lot of holes that they needed.
Well, when you have an NFL record 15 picks, you're going to get a lot of quantity. But I will say, and I did the KQ morning show talking about the draft this morning, a rare return. But the first four picks, those four guys, Justin Jefferson, the first pick, wide receiver, Jeff Gladney, the cornerback from TCU, Ezra Cleveland out of Boise State, huge offensive tackle, and the cornerback Cameron Dantzler from Mississippi State, all four of them will either play a lot, in the case of Jefferson and Gladney, they should start, and I think Dantzler will certainly play in passing downs, if not start on the other side, because that kid, if he were bigger, he would have been one of the top cornerbacks taken.
Yep. No, I agree. I think they're going to play a lot. And I think that, you know, the fact that Spielman traded some, you know, and got some and accumulated even more picks for next year, I think is an indication, like we've talked before, the Vikings window may have been closed. We may be in rebuilding mode right now. And despite the fact that we've got Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen and some of the other guys, but I think that they definitely are realizing that spending money on re-signing a bunch of guys who, quite frankly, on the defensive side, did not have a good year last year.
No.
I think that, you know, having a good draft this year, a good draft next year, I think is really going to be the key for how quickly they can get back into contention. The one I was disappointed about, I would have liked, and this is kind of homerish, and we'll talk about this in item two, I really wish they would have had picked either one of Antoine Winfield Jr. or Tyler Johnson. But for some reason, maybe on their sheets, they didn't see them as being a good fit for their team. But it's kind of it would have been nice. But you know, I look forward to. I think this was a good draft class. The one I would have liked to see them pick a better quarterback than Nate Stanley from Iowa.
He's not going to be an heir apparent. So that was just throw a net on him and you see what happens. So, hey, let's get to item two because I want to talk about the Gophers. The five of them, it's a record number for them, right?
I think this is even a bigger story than the Vikings having a good draft. Yeah. There were five Gopher football players drafted, which is a school record. Antoine Winfield Jr., Tyler Johnson, Kamal Martin, who went to the Packers, Carter Coughlin, and Chris Williamson. Winfield and Tyler Johnson went to Tampa Bay. Coughlin and Williamson went to the Giants. And like I said, Martin went to the Packers. So, you know, very good draft. You know, this is what happens when you play well and win big bowl games, is you get drafted. So this is, and I think I saw somewhere, I think of all of the recruits, I think four of them were Tracy Clay's recruits and one was PJ Fleck. So regardless, good job, Gophers.
Well, I think the first four would have been, they would have been recruited by Tracy Clay's because Winfield, and Tyler Johnson certainly were Clay's picks. I think Kamal Martin and Carter Coughlin, I know was, so it must have been the last kid, Williamson, who wasn't. But it would have been, they would have had to, and this is not a big thing that he does, Spielman would have had to trade more picks to move up and be in a position to get Winfield in the second round. It would have been nice to get him as well.
And Spielman doesn't have a good track record when he trades up to draft somebody. I mean, Christian Ponder, anybody? It's better to either trade down or stay where you are with. He has better success doing that way. I think it's cool. So Winfield and Johnson will end up playing at Raymond James Stadium where they won the Outback Bowl. And Tyler Johnson gets to start his career catching passes from Tom Brady. Not a bad gig.
And I do think Johnson will get on the field. And with those two receivers that they have, you know, two of the best in the league, he will get single coverage. And in the college football season, no player in all of college football had better success in one-on-one coverage than Tyler Johnson.
He's going to have a good rookie season, I think. He said that, you know, I really impressed, you know, with Gronk coming out of retirement to play with Brady
and
all the pieces they already had there. The NFC South is going to be a very competitive, very fun division to watch this year.
No question. Item three.
Item three, another Minnesota school had a player drafted. St. John's offensive lineman Ben Bartsch was selected by the Jacksonville Jaguars in the fourth round. So I think he's the fourth Division III player to be drafted in the past 12 years.
And have any been drafted as high as the fourth round? That's pretty good for
I don't think so. I don't think so. And I'm trying to think back as to when the Johnnies last had somebody playing in the NFL. I know because St. Thomas had Gugamos and Jim Gustafson, Neil Gugamos and Jim Gustafson, yep, with the Vikings in the 80s. So it's for all the success they've had, this is a big deal for St. John's to not only get a guy playing in the NFL, but to be drafted. And like you said, drafted that high. So congratulations to him. Very cool. Now signing undrafted free agents. The one guy that's out there, the Minnesota kid that I would like to see the Vikings make a move on, is Shane Zylstra, Brandon Zylstra's brother,
Who
played at Minnesota State Mankato, who's big enough to double as a wide receiver or a tight end. I think he could be. I think he's worth bringing to, you know, signing as a free agent, bringing him to camp, seeing if he can, even make the practice squad. I think he could be a good pickup for them. He broke Adam Thielen's records at Mankato, so why not bring him?
Well, then you take a shot, and if he could play tight end, that's where you put him because he definitely has hands. Jeff, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien, look forward to talking to you next week. Maybe we'll have some more sport three and outs. We'll see.
Maybe.